This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Tuesday, that is 19th of May. Well, Indian markets, which started on a positive note, witnessed profit booking at higher levels on Tuesday. In fact, Sensex slipped more than 500 points from its intraday high, while Nifty 50 closed below 8,900 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, the Sensex was up by 167 points at 30,196, while the Nifty 50 rose 55 points to close at 8,879. Now, sectorally, action was seen in telecom, power, utilities, auto, while profit-taking was seen in capital goods, energy, realty and banking stocks. Well, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index rose 0.52%, while the small-cap index fell 0.2%. Now, technical breakdown seen on Monday indicated that the market is likely to see selling pressure at higher levels, which was seen in Tuesday's session as well. Now, the Nifty 50 paired gains after hitting an intraday high of 9,030. Now, rise in COVID-19 related cases in India, which crossed 1 lakh. Market participants are also disappointed over the latest announced stimulus package, which weighed on financials for the second day in a row. In fact, Nifty Bank closed 0.5% lower on Tuesday. Now, if you look at the gainers tally, then Bharti Infratel, ONGC, Adani Ports and Bharti Airtel were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, RIL, IndusInd Bank, Vedanta and UPL were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the telecom index, which was up 10%, followed by the power index, which was up 2.2%, and the auto index was up by 1.1%. Now, profit taking was seen in the capital goods space that fell 1.38%, followed by the energy index that was down 1.3%, and the realty index was down by 0.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Adani Ports, Idea Cellular, UPL, Torrent Power, and Adani Power. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, Bharti Airtel, Torrent Power and Kotak Mahindra Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Jubilant Foodworks, Voltas, UPL and Bank of Baroda. Now, at a time when both Sensex and Nifty paired gains after hitting good highs, or you could say crucial levels, more than 150 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes names like PVR, ABB India, Shriram City Union, Kajaria Ceramic, etc., among others. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Bharti Airtel was one stock. In fact, the share price hit a record high. It jumped around about 10% after global research firms such as CLSA maintained a buy rating on the stock with a target of 670 per share. Fertilizer stocks fell. In fact, share price of fertilizer stocks fell by up to 9% after the center issued a draft order banning sale, use and import of 27 insecticide. UPL was down by around about 9%, while Atul shared around about 6%. Tata Consumer Products jumped 3%. After the company said it would acquire PepsiCo stake in Nourish Company Beverage Limited. Vedanta slipped nearly 3% after the board had approved the delisting from the Bombay Stock Exchange and NSE, that is National Stock Exchange. Multiplex shares gain as states ease lockdown. PVR and Inox Leisure were up 8-15%. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle for the second day in a row. The index failed to hold on to 9,000 levels, which it crossed in intraday trade. Well, as long as Nifty 50 stays above 8,800 levels, a bounce back could be on the cards. Well, contrary to this, bears shall regain the upper hand if the index managed to push the index below 8,800 levels on a closing basis. What traders need to do is to be remain careful below 8,850, as the index may fall to 8,700 or 8,500 levels in the near term. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.